It is a nice Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We're looking at plenty of sunshine across our area. There are a few clouds well to the south, so as you get to around the New York City area, basically the Westchester area, there are some stubborn clouds there along with coastal Connecticut and Long Island. There's a little storm that's going to ride by to our south tonight. So areas, especially south of Albany, will have some clouds mixing with the stars tonight. But for the rest of us, things are looking to remain mostly clear. Temperatures are a bit cool today. We're running basically in the 30s and 40s this afternoon, and there is a bit of a breeze as well. It's not a strong wind necessarily, but it's enough of a breeze that there is a little bit of a wind chill, and the air is very dry. Our dew point temperatures are in the single digits above and below zero across most of the region, and that is a signal that the air mass is quite dry, and for this time of year, it's a little drier than typical. We'll see our temperatures rebound over the next couple of days after a cool day tomorrow. So it looks like tomorrow will end up being the chilliest day of this stretch with a bit of a breeze as well. So it'll feel quite cold tomorrow. And then we'll start adding on degrees each day so that as we get to about Thursday, temperatures will make it up into the 50s to near 60 degrees. So we'll have a little more of a spring-like feel, especially later on this week. But in the short term, things are going to be chilly. Temperatures tonight drop off into the teens to near 20 across most of our area. There may be some single digits across the higher elevations, so you'll need that heavy winter coat as you head out the door in the morning, and you're really going to want to have that coat with you all day tomorrow. Temperatures make it up into the 30s to near 40 degrees. Again, a reminder that there will be enough of a breeze. It'll be kind of a blustery day. It'll make it feel cooler than that, so you'll definitely want to bundle up tomorrow, but you also need the sunglasses. It's going to be a bright and sunny day. The weather picture remains quiet on Wednesday with bright sunshine, and then on Wednesday, we're up into the 40s to near 50. So we basically will add 10 degrees from Tuesday to Wednesday, and then we're probably going to add about another 10 degrees or so from Wednesday to Thursday. So that's that warming trend I told you about as we move through, especially the later part of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the teens to near 20, some single digits in the mountains, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly and breezy, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the teens to near 20, some single digits in the mountains, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly, and breezy, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly, and breezy, with highs in the low to mid-40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the teens to near 20, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, chilly, and breezy, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Thursday, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon or evening showers, warmer, with highs in the 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.